Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, February 27th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. The new mantra going on in Lansing. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said it, used it in her State of the State address last night. Fix more damn local roads. Well, the House Republicans still budging on revenue increases. Governor Gretchen Whitmer echoed her call tonight to the Republicans and Democrats that they both need to get on board with spending cuts and revenue increases to transition road funding from her $3.5 billion Rebuilding Michigan bond plan to a long-term solution to be used mostly for local roads. In every state of the state she has given, Whitmer has used the phrase, fix the damn roads at least one time. That was her campaign slogan in 2018. She reused it, refurbished it, brought it back out for 2022. Well, many local roads suck. Whitmer said in her State of the State that bonding was always a short-term fix. She's introduced a long-term plan. Came out with that on February 10th. Well, Speaker of the House Matt Hall has revised the previous attempts by previous Speakers of the House, Republicans, back on November 22nd of 2024. Well, additionally, Hall's second road funding proposal won't raise revenue as Whitmer wants, and that came out on January 16th. Whitmer has offered $500 million in spending cuts to be the beginning, the start of the negotiations. Republicans seem to be firm that the budget is so large that there's no reason to increase any taxes, whether it be corporations having to, according to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, pay their fair share, vaping, electronic cigarettes, marijuana, or anything else. Speaker Hall said the reason the roads are even being discussed right now is because House Republicans put the issue on the map after he challenged the governor with his proposal back in November. State Representative Majority Floor Leader Brian Possumus of Rockford says our budget is $86 billion. It's growing substantially faster than the rate of inflation. We don't need more money in our state government. We need more money in the pocketbooks of Michiganders, said Possumus. And oh, by the way, he is the state representative pushing for the legislators to put photo ID for voting in our state constitution. If they don't do it, he's prepared to lead a petition drive. We'll be following that, monitoring that. I'm going to reach out to Brian and get him on the show to talk about it. Well, State Representative Alabas Farhat, Communist Democrat from Dearborn, introduce House Bills 41, 42, 43, and 44, earmarking that the full 6% of corporate income tax goes to roads. Full 6% corporate income tax going to roads. Another that creates a digital advertising tax. And a third one that takes the corporate income tax, increases it by 2.5% for schools because they want to take the sales tax on gasoline and diesel and put it into the roads, which it should have been since the beginning of time. Fairhead said, I'm ready to get started. We're ready to get the negotiation on the roads done. I'm in a position right now where I want to see this solved, done once and forever. He's a member of the Transportation Committee. Well, asking Farhat if he's been invited to the negotiation table with the governor and Speaker Hall, he said he thinks they're very aware of his bills and there is an appetite for road funding. Republican State Representative Jamie Green of Richmond said they're talking about taxing digital ads. Are we going to start taxing kids for their taking Robux or Roblox? Are we going to start taxing non-fungible tokens? These bills are a joke. That's her Republican response. Lastly, the other major communist Democrat from Ann Arbor, State Representative Carrie Renegans, said she's concerned about federal funding sources being unreliable this budget-making season and how that will affect not only road funding, but among other things. This is her Trump derangement syndrome flowing through her head out of her mouth. She continues, at my end of the year town hall last term, a constituent asked for predictions on the next term. I said we will get road funding done and everyone will dislike it, but it will benefit the people of Michigan more than what has been happening in the past, Renegan said. See, her approach is everybody will dislike it. Everybody will be against it. But because everybody is against it, it's the best thing through the state. Oh my God. Such backward thinking, I can't even begin to attack that statement. This woman has no clue. Because if the Democrats were honest, they would admit that Governor Gretchen Whitmer basically won her elections running on elect me and I'll fix the damn roads. She used it twice. It was her campaign slogan in 2018 and again in 2022. But now that she's down to the last 2 years of her governorship, she wants to appear bipartisan working with Matt Hall, the Republican speaker, in the very slight Republican minority, only by 2 seats in the Senate. Now all of a sudden they're going to get it done. And here's where the real problem boils down to. Nowhere in her proposed budget proposal, nowhere in the House from what I'm seeing, nowhere in the Senate is anybody talking about getting rid of MDOT. Again, just like our public schools, our public education in the state of Michigan, the foundation of fixing the roads, folks, is a flawed foundation. You cannot fix the roads in the state of Michigan using MDOT. They are so top-heavy on management. There's so much waste, fraud, and abuse. The money does not get into the potholes. It's that simple. The money is mismanaged from the state agency controlled in Lansing by bureaucrats. It needs to go local. You keep talking about now she's added fix more damn local roads. She's added local to her slogan. Well, guess where local means? County road commissions. 83 of them in the state. Put the money to the county road commissions based on population, based on license plate registration, and the number of miles of roads in the county. I don't care if they're federal interstates. I don't care if they're state trunk lines. I don't care if they're local city, village, township roads. Fix them. Private roads, any road in your county, fix it. Make it smooth. Use materials that will last. Fix this once and for all. In this arguing back and forth while you're keeping MDOT in place is absolutely a flawed plan. Get rid of MDOT. Put the money at the county road commission levels. Let them fix the damn roads themselves. You know, this is so simple. I mean, this is just common sense. Yet these people cannot even fathom getting rid of the Michigan Department of Transportation. Why? Why? Why can't they do it? Well, many of those overpaid managers donate to campaigns. How many of them donate to Democrats? How many are now donating to Republicans in the House? Protecting their jobs is what they're doing. I believe they use the wrong materials for job security. Repave a road, 2 to 3 years later, it's already cracking, crumbling. Well, guess what? We got to come back and fix it. Have you ever heard of rubberized asphalt, rubberized concrete? Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Curtis Gunsmith in Up Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number two. Talking about this road funding situation. What needs to be done? What should be done? It's not going to happen with this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. It's that simple. She's not going to support the elimination of MDOT. She's not going to support holding an auction at the Lansing-Ingham County Airport, where the five airplanes are at, taking all of their equipment, every single truck, every single asphalt roller, every single item they currently own, and putting it up for auction for the road commissions to come and bid on. She's not going to support that. Are you kidding? That is so outside of her even mental capacity. She wouldn't even consider it. You know who's going to consider it? The next Republican businessman governor of the state of Michigan who will take office on January 1st of 2027. That's who's going to support it. And out of all these Yahoo candidates that are going to end up running, if they don't advocate and totally support this idea, I will not endorse them. You will not hear their commercials on this show and this radio station. That's my pledge to you. This idea is long overdue. It must be done if we are going to truly fix the damn roads. Bottom line, fix Michigan. We've got so many problems in this state, folks. It's going to take a common sense businessman with the stones, the guts, and the backbone to get it done. Get elected. Tell the Republican-controlled House and the Republican-controlled Senate, this is my agenda. I ran on it. Make it happen. Pass the bills. Bring it to my desk. You need to cut our state government budget by 20%, sir, whoever you end up being. 20% chop across the board. Not a problem at all. 80-some billion dollars? Yes, you can, without a doubt, chop $16 billion right off the top. How do you do it? It's very simple. Very simple. Eliminate the state income tax. There's $12 billion right there, cut, gone. Another four, very easily done. very easily done. Debt represents roughly about 5% of the budget, no problem. And then you simply tell every bureaucratic agency, guess what? You got to cut your budget by 20%. You have got to cut it. Get rid of 20% of your staff. Get rid of 20% of your overhead. Get rid of it. We're getting this back down immediately to the $60 billion range, which is where it should be. This governor took over at $58 billion. And that's what we need to move it back to. And if you don't want to do it, then don't run for office, because we are not going to tolerate this crap anymore. We are going to get our credit rating up even higher. We are going to fix the roads. We are going to lower the cost of living for the citizens of the state of Michigan. We are going to attract other companies, businesses to come here. We're going to grow our population. We're going to turn the ship around. This governor has no idea how to do it. Declining population, her number one concern and priority. Well, guess what, governor? You're going to go down in history as being the worst governor in the history of the state of Michigan. And it will be the responsibility and the job of the next Republican businessman governor to undo your entire administration. Every single thing that you and your trifecta did to our state in the last 2 years needs to go away. That's my mission for 2026. If you're not going to get on board with these ideas, don't even bother running. Don't even bother running. It's that simple. One of the things that you have to understand, this process is going to take educating the public. That rant I just said, you have got to be the storyteller. You have got to be the person to get out there and tell them what the plan is. We're not going to support some wishy-washy, wimpy candidate to be the Republican nominee. Not going to happen. We are going to have a pure Republican primary in 2026. Three Democrats running. Duggan running as an independent. The Democrats are going to be fighting it out on their side of the ballot to whether Benson, Swanson, or Sawicki is their candidate. We need to fight it out on the Republican side, and we need a strong leader to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. And if you're not going to do it, if you're not going to advocate, if you're not going to push these ideas through when you become governor, you're not going to get elected. It's that simple. You won't be our candidate. Hour number three, today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end.